What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Greg Way in the Car. It's me, Greg, driving to work in the car, having fun, getting ready to go to work, but I'm in my car. Of course, you know this is your daily dose of Greggy, 5 minutes guaranteed, patreon.com/kindoffunny. Thank you so much for the support. I got a duo of questions here I thought were interesting. Well, actually, a question and a comment. So Matt wrote in on the Patreon post, just like you can, to get your topic read on Kinda Funny, this is Greg Way. Vlog series, and said, which anniversary are you more proud of, launching Kinda Funny or launching the Kinda Funny Spare Bedroom? And that's an interesting question, man. But I think the answer is pretty simple, and it's launching Kinda Funny in 2015. The Spare Bedroom obviously is a watershed moment. This is not a flattering camera angle. Is a watershed moment for the company, obviously, and changed our trajectory and really set the cadence for what we're going to be going forward. Spare Bedroom was an amazing thing that caught, so I think everybody off guard, all of you off guard, you know, all of our peers off guard, you know, really put us in the upper echelon, I think, of production in what we do. And of course was right after the closure of G4, right before mass layoffs and people shutting things down in our side of the industry, not just games, I mean, but like games press, right? So like, it is a I'm very proud of the Spare Bedroom each and every day to go into it and be a part of it and have that creative energy and have everybody there doing cool shit. You know, yesterday was such an amazing day of, all right, cool, you know, go to work. Andy and Bless are going to do games daily. Me and Michael do 2 KFWs. Joey and the team will play some Fortnite after that. And then we'll do Kinda Feudy and then we'll do XCast. And got to work right in. There's a Madam Web trailer. There's a What If trailer. All right, well, you know, Tim and Nick are both gone, but we can pull this together and we get it done. And like, you know, suddenly it's, you're doing an hour and a half of Marvel content followed up then by 2 hours of KFW into this thing. And then Gary's there and Paris is there and the XCast interviews Sissy Jones and like all this cool shit's happening. It was like, well, yesterday was one of those days where it was like, oh fuck, we did a lot. And we fired on all cylinders with a smaller team, but we still got the breaking stuff done. We got the regularly scheduled programming done. Like, we did everything. Like, that's all because of the team we've assembled, but then I think what we're able to do inside of the Spare Bedroom, so I'm super proud of that. But I mean, you know, 2015, right? January 5th, 2015, founding Kinda Funny is just like a pivot point in my life, right? To go from being the IGN guy to being, we've all quit and we're doing this and this is going to be a thing, and you all believing in it enough to come support with views and dollars, and I think, you know, really be, for our side of the industry, traditional press, I would say, right, be the first, oh shit, you can do it like this, you can go do it this way, right? Like, I've heard from multiple people, like Danny O'Dwyer and Ray Narvaez Jr., right? Like, they saw us do it, we're like, oh, we can go do that. And obviously you see Easy Allies and Mid-Max, and whether or not we, they're like, oh, Kinda Funny is why we did it. Like, we were tip of the sword in terms of like, oh, this is a actual way to buck the trend of what video game journalism is, or enthusiast press is, right? Like, going there, making, in Danny's case, making a documentary you work really hard on to get up on GameSpot and not have it connect to that audience, because that audience is there for reviews and previews. They're not for that. Same thing for us, where we want to have a long, rambling podcast that's about the friendships as much as it is about the video games or whatever, and, like, that didn't necessarily have a place on IGN. And obviously, like, Beyond and GameScoop, like, you had things like, obviously, me and Colin being morons on Beyond, or me and Damon, you know, doing Knockin' Boots or something. Like, there was plenty of personality there, but it was also, as I've said so many times, different levels and gauges of success for what an IGN podcast or video should do versus what a Kinda Funny podcast or video should do. And so being able to get off and, you know, go be a smaller thing and, you know, exchange the reach for the intimacy, right, and have your support for the past almost 9 years. January 5th, 2024. 9 years. Outrageous. Insane. My math add up on that? Right, yeah, no, because we just did 8. Why does that sound wrong? Oh, because I'm adding the wrong way. I'm stupid. Yeah, it checks out. My math's good. 9 years. Insanity. And so, like, you know, the fact that we're still here, 9 years later, the fact that we're still as important as we are 9 years later, no hubris there, you know what I mean? The fact that we're still succeeding and thriving, I would say, 9 years later is pretty goddamn amazing. You know, I feel like, you know, we had such a strong opening and strong first few years that, you know, you look around at some of our peers and they don't have that success, right? They do start to come down and have to do stuff. I'd like to think we've been great about reinventing ourselves, or, you know, at least, or changing the program or do whatever, you know, we need to stay relevant, but make little changes to make the big thing continue on. And so we're proud of that. You know what I mean? For me, it's, we just had all those Starfield voice actors in the other day, right? And, like, you know, some of them I knew well, some of them I didn't. So showing them around, explaining and being like, no, you understand, like, you know, how big are you? Well, we're 11 people, but you need to understand that everybody here that, like, came after we started it, because I'm not going to count Cool Greg and Kevin, obviously, right, because they're just family, but, like, everybody who came after that, right, is, like, somebody from the community. Like, these people were watching or listening or streaming and then started doing little things for us, and they stood out, and then we needed, you know, we got to where we could hire another person. What do we need? We said it's this role, and we're able to identify these people and bring them in. That's amazing. That's an incredible legacy for us, you know what I mean? And that's what I love about it, where no matter what happens to Kinda Funny in the future, not that I think we're going away anytime soon, or ever, hopefully, knock on wood, but no matter what, like, whatever Blessing goes to do, whatever Barrett goes to do, whatever, you know, however anybody spreads or proliferates, and Andy, and, you know, like, Kinda Funny will always be their entry, right? It'll always be, oh, that's the first thing I really did, and I did it for a long time, and we hung out, and, you know, whatever, and hopefully it's that, you know, 20 years from now, they're all still working here, or they've moved on to different roles in the company, or yada, yada, yada. All right, but again, if they've gone and chased a dream somewhere else, fantastic. I love that. But I love that our legacy is we brought in all these cool people to the industry, and now they're doing cool shit. So that's fantastic. That was Matt's question. Then Manila Folder had a question, not a question so much as a statement, who was like, yo, I'm in a lower tier of Patreon subscription, but I saw recently the one about you talking about the Wolverine audio podcast. Have you heard the Batman one? There's a Batman Spotify audio drama that has Jeffrey Wright as Batman, and it's phenomenal. I had not seen that, Manila Folder. I had not seen that. So I will be listening to that soonish. Not right now. Too close to work. Just finish NPR. I'll be ready for some music after this. But maybe on the way home I will. Unless I'm exhausted. I'll tell you, my mood's so hard. On the way into work, usually geared up, ready to go. Lots of yawns today. Overdid it yesterday. Like I said, I was so proud of the team and everything yesterday, but, like, you figure I did the two reacts, the two KFWs, a Kind of Beauty, and that video where I installed Blessing's plates and ran around like an idiot. All great stuff, but when I finished the plate video and sat down, I lost all energy, and I was, like, just dead at my feet. And so now I'm still very tired. Not as big a day, thankfully, but still big with a bunch of meetings, and then PS I Love You, and then MCU and Review Love You, and MCU in Review Loki Season 2. So, as always, a busy day, Kind of Funny. But I'm excited, as always. Thank you for this dream. Couldn't do it without you. Look around. I was just listening to Hamilton, too. How lucky we are to be alive right now. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.